My name is Alessandro Pilotti. I'm an MVP on IIS and a long-time developer on Linux and PHP. In this webcast, we're going to see how to build a Drupal web farm using IIS. This is the second part. Actually, here we're going to see the demo part. You can refer to part one for all the theory behind it. Here's a quick recap on the scenario. We have basically five roles. So the first one is related to the load balancer, where we have application request routing and web farm framework. Then we are going to have two nodes, which are going to be our web farm nodes. Afterwards, we have a file server and a SQL server, running MySQL in this case. The roles are here. We have the load balancer farm controller, which is on the Drupal ARR machine, which is actually a virtual machine running Windows 2008 R2. Then we have a web server 1 and a web server 2. Both of these machines are also Windows 2008 R2. And finally, we have a MySQL server, which is acting also as a file server in the demo. In a real-world scenario, we are probably prefer to have two separate machines, one for the MySQL server and the second one for the file server. This is also going to be a Windows 2008 R2 guest virtual machine. Consider that you could use, of course, a Linux box for this scenario. We are going to start to build our web farm from one of the web farm nodes, which is called Drupal Web 1. I created here a simple text file containing all the steps which are necessary to build this server. And for your reference, I created them almost all of them using command line scripts. This is very useful because this is a configuration that you're going to deploy on a lot of servers. The first thing that you're going to do is to rename the server. So we start a command prompt. Start the PowerShell, and here we go with a simple script, which is that just simply renaming the machine. All right, the current name is the default name that we got after setup of this simple Windows 2008 R2 standard VM. Now we have to disable user access control. Can do that also via script through regexe, and finally we are simply restarting the machine. Here we go. As you can see, now the machine has the correct name. Let's go on with the next steps, which are also involving the command line. So we are going to set some firewall rules, which are related to core networking, file and printer sharing, and remote administration. Here you go. Now we are going to create the user that is going to be used by the web farm framework to provision the farm. So we are creating this simple user, which is called wfadmin, with a very simple password that we, of course, have to change in a production environment. And don't forget to make sure that this user user's password is not going to expire. So here we go. Next step, we're going to add it to the local administrators. And here you go. Net local group administrators wfadmin add is adding the user to the administrators group. Next step, we are going also to create a separate user that we're going to use on the worker process in IIS. Also via command line. Also, in this case, we make sure that the user's password is not going to expire. Now, let's add the name of our website that is going to be provisioned by the web farm, which is called simply www.mydrupalfarm.com, to the local hosts file. Here it is. Let's just ping it. And here it is. Now, we can use WebPI to create a very simple web form. Let's move now to the server which is going to host the database. Let's start, as usual, by renaming the server. We go in the PowerShell and we restart the machine after renaming it. Here it is. As you can see, the machine got the right name. Let's now go with WebPI. That we can download from a Microsoft website. Let's set the recommended settings on Internet Explorer 9. WebPI is now checking for the latest products. Alright, what we need to do now is just to install MySQL. Let's look for it. Here it is. Let's add it and install it. Let's set a root password. WebPI will now download MySQL for us and install it afterwards. Here we go. The next step consists in creating a local database for our website. So let's provide the password that we entered during the setup, and we are in MySQL. For your reference, I put here a simple MySQL SQL script, so you have a create database, create user, and grant all on MySQL. Here it is. Very simple and effective script. Now, let's just create a firewall rules in order for MySQL to be able to connect to MySQL clients to be able to connect to the server. So we do it by command prompt and we open the port 3306. That's it. Now we can start from where we left on Drupal Web 1. And we are going to use WebPI to download some software. We are waiting for WebPI to download a list of products. So we need web deployment tool. We need a Drupal website. We can choose between Acquia Drupal 7 or the Commerce Guys Drupal Commerce 1.4. We take the Acquia one. And PHP Manager. Here it is. And here are the items that we are going to install, including all the dependencies that we need. So let's go. Now we can set that the MySQL that we're going to use is not on this machine, but on a remote one. So use a remote server. Download is in progress. Setup is in progress. Time to create a local website. So instead of choosing the default website, we create a new one. We give it a name. A path. And a hostname. This hostname, of course, is going to stay inside of our hosts file for our test scenario. Let's go on. Yes, let's create the file. So we don't have to create a new database, we're just using an existing one. So we have to provide a database username, which is called My Drupal Farm, the database password, and the database server. Port, which is the default one, and the database name, which is again My Drupal Farm. Okay, let's go. Install is in progress. Our setup is finished. Here it is. As a next step, let's finish the setup on the website. This is a very simple Drupal installation. Let's provide some basic username and password setup. Info. All right. And here is our new website that we are seeing on the Drupal Web 1 node. Let's start also IIS Manager. We look for the PHP manager. Let's set some basic recommendations here. And now let's look for the GGI settings. Let's set impersonate to 0. The configuration of all the other nodes in the farm, it's easier. Let's start also here with WebPI. Default settings for IE. We look for web deployment tool. Setup done. Let's rename the machine as usual in PowerShell. Alright, let's disable user access control. You have to do that on all the nodes of the web farm. And finally, shut down. Alright, the name is correctly set. Next step, some firewall rules. We create the proper username. As usual, we do that because we don't have a domain in this scenario. If you had a domain, you wouldn't need to do that. We create the Juba WP user. Those are all steps that we did already on the first node in the farm. The only difference is that we are not going to create a Drupal website. Okay, last step, we just add the Drupal farm host name, host header actually, to the host file. Let's quickly check it. Alright, here we go. We are finished also with the server. Time to go with the next server, in this case the load balancer. As usual, we rename the server as a first thing. So let's start with the PowerShell. And the user script that we use to rename the machine. Name is correctly applied. All right. Let's go for WebPI. So we need application request routing, web farm framework, and that's it. You can look at the depths that we are going to install, including URL rewrite and external cache. We accept and we download. Finished. All right, now it's time to create the web farm. So let's start IIS Manager. As you can see, there is a new node in the tree here on the left called Server Farms. create server farm. We call it my Drupal farm. And now let's add all the servers one by one. First, we have to provide the username and the password that we're going to provide here. So wfadmin. This is the user that we created as administrator on both nodes of the farm. So Drupal Web 1, this is the primary server. Let's add it. And Drupal Web 2. And this is a secondary server. At this point, we should add any other secondary server that we have. Finish, yes, let's create all the URL rewrite rules. All right. We have to provide a health test. To do that, we need a proper name. Let's also add it to the localhost file. Let's give it a try. Okay. This is a very, very simple health test. In reality, we should do something a little bit more advanced. It is the expected behavior. The first server passed, the second one didn't, for the simple reason that we still have to provision the second server. Apply. Back to the farm. Load balancing, we can just leave the default algorithm, which is the list current request. And server affinity, let's enable the client affinity. Provision is in progress. You can see it here. So the first one is ready, and now it's time for the second one to get provisioned. Here we go. As you can see, we are enabling TGI. We are downloading all the products which are needed. In this case, the VC 2008 for PHP, URL rewrite, PHP 3. This is great, as we don't need actually to think about the configuration of all the secondary servers. We just need to provision the first one, and all the rest will be done by a web farm framework for us. Okay, now it's time for the applications to get provisioned. We have only one application, which is our Drupal website, which is copied over. And here we go. We can go back to the health test and do a check, and we have a pass on both of them. We are almost done. We just need to set up the shared storage. We move to our file server, in this case for the demo just our Drupal database, so we are having a single server acting for both roles. We start a command prompt. and we create a Drupal WP user. So the same user with the same password that we are using on that we created on all the nodes. As usual, it is not necessary if we employ a domain controller, so an Active Directory domain. But in this case, we're just using pass-through authentication, having the same user with the same password on all the nodes and all the servers involved. Now we're just creating a share, and then we set permissions on the file system at the NTFS level, and then we create a share and we set the permissions at the share level. Very simple via script. So we create the directory with MD. I calculate for creating the for granting the permissions at the NTFS level, and finally net share to create the share, providing also the proper permissions. What we want here is to give write access to read and write access to the Drupal WP user. Okay, that's everything we had to do on this server. We can move back to the nodes. Let's move back to Drupal Web 1. As you can see here. And let's do a preliminary test to see that to confirm that we have write access for the Drupal WP user on the file server. How do we do that? Very simple. We use run as. We create a command prompt for that user. And we just try to write on the share. If it's working, we are going to have a simple test file. File exists, so everything worked fine. We can delete the file. Time to go in IIS Manager, look for our application pool, which is the last one that we created for my Drupal 1. You can see it here, so it's my Drupal Farm Tree. Okay, now Managed Code. Advanced settings, and we are changing application pool identity with a custom account. We need this in order to access properly the file share on the remote server. All right. Next step, let's just open the configuration of the Drupal farm. Here we have an error related to the fact that we cannot access the file system. Let's go here and let's change the path with the proper ones. So here we have the Drupal DB server that we can always check to be sure that it's available. So it's working. And the second one with a temporary file directory. You might also want to create a private file system path. Here it is. Let's save the configuration, and everything worked properly. Now everything is set. It's time to move back to the load balancer. Here we can see that we have some changes that have been synced from the primary to the secondary server. We are on Drupal Web 2. Let's start IIS Manager. Let's go on application pool, take a look here, advanced settings, and we can see that identity has been set properly. Let's go and visit the website. As you can see, everything is working properly. Now, from here, we are accessing the site simply on this node, so in this case, Drupal Web 2. So let's go back once again to the load balancer or to any external client. Let's do a check. And here we go. Can log in. And what we are experiencing here is that we are connecting directly to the application request routing, which in turn is using URL rewrite to connect to the hosts behind. As my drupalfrom.com is resolving, as you can see, on the local host. All right, our configuration is finished. You can use this as a base to create any type of Drupal web form.